Hey guys, it's T. It's Monday, and boy, has it been a Monday, let me tell you. But we got a good show for you tonight. A little light, but that's to be expected this time of year. Look, we're going to talk about all the hate going on in the world. We're not going to spend much time on that. We're going to talk about all the love going on in the world, too. And we're going to talk about the worst dressed superheroes. But first and foremost, yo! Marty Marr, how are you this evening?
Marty Marr here. I'm doing good. Bourbon Nerd, check us out.
Gary.
Hi, everybody. I'm extremely sore today. I'm just going to tell you that. Extremely sore.
In what way?
Every which way.
But loose?
But loose. I am not loose. Like, got out of bed. My back was hurting. My legs hurt. My body hurt.
You had a busy weekend, though.
I did. That's why. I moved my body too much this weekend. In ways
so
that didn't
tell
move for
everyone
a while.
Out there in YouTube land what Gary did this past weekend.
So Gary had played, I guess, what is it, 54 holes of golf this
he played
past
54?
Week. Yeah, because we played Thursday night, Friday morning, Saturday morning. Yeah.
Holy smokes. So, and I get gassed after a 2-day tournament.
Oh, man. It was practically a 3-day. The tournament was only really a 2-day tournament, but we got there early on Thursday and had a skins game. But we didn't get to finish the skins. Nobody won skins because it started raining in like 14th, 15th hole. So really didn't have, probably about 50 holes.
So where'd you go to play golf? Because we didn't get to go play golf with Gary this weekend.
We went down to Philadelphia, Mississippi, called the Dancing Rabbit.
Man,
that's a famous course.
I heard that was nice.
Oh, it was nice. It's a 36 hole course. It's got one side called the Oaks.
Did you get to play all 36 holes?
Yes, we did. Yes, I played the Oaks on the skins game. The Thursday we played the Azaleas on that Friday and played the Oaks again that Saturday. So, and I heard the Azaleas is used for a qualifier for the U.S. Open. So I practically play. You know, I was practically qualifying out there. You know, so if y'all see me on the U.S. Open, you know why. I actually had two birdies on the Azaleas, so, you know,
wow.
I pretty much own that course.
So, did you play on the two names?
You represented the patio well then.
Huh? Yes. Yes, people wanted...
You were a three-man scramble within yourself, weren't you?
That practically.
At least two.
So yeah, if I have three people out there and I got three other guys, we're a six-man team.
You're
everybody else got
team.
Four.
We have Gary.
Yep.
Gary was popping off. I know for sure he was popping off.
Popping.
But I don't think Gary showed up.
No, I didn't. Gary didn't quite get there.
Because when did I call you? Friday night? I expected for Gary to answer the phone. Instead, Gary answered the phone.
At that time, I had just sobered up. I was like, I'm tired. I want to be ready for the next day. Trying to help. I'm a team player. Y'all know that. Y'all know I'm a team player. And you know what? I had a couple of players playing with me. They said, you know what? And I don't play with typically many other people. Now, I was playing with T-Dan, my brother-in-law. I play with him often. And he warned everybody about how positive I am.
That was a warning?
That was a warning. And you know what? During the game, these people I never played with before, they're like, man, you're the most positive guy out here.
You're the most positive guy ever.
I know.
Gary, you actually have Jamie believing he can play golf.
How positive I am out there. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of times I'm like, man, you just make me feel better. And that's what I want to do. That is what the patio
Although,
is about.
I do remember that time you were positive with the fireball shots for those guys on the green, and they did not like your positivity.
Yeah, that was another tournament in Osceola. They didn't like that positivity because they sucked and couldn't hit a 5-foot putt.
And so the answer is to beat up the nice guy.
Yeah, they wanted to fight me. And
So you went to this Dancing Rabbit. You played the Azalea course. You partook in some alcoholic beverages.
Yes.
You gambled. Did you do any gambling?
Yes, did some gambling.
Did you win any money? That's the most important.
No, I did not win any money. I think I almost came out even. Almost.
Did you make any new friends?
The guys we played golf with were acquaintances, but we got a lot closer this weekend. I call them friends now, you know, because I played with them before, but we really got close, got to drinking, playing together. Golf brings you together. Everybody should play golf. with multiple people.
Only with the positive vibe.
Yeah, you got to have the positive vibe because you're going to have a lot of negative shots and you need people to pick you up.
So once you get invited 1 year, you get to invited for all the others, or are you just a fill-in until the originals make it
I hope I get invited again, and I get to hope we get to invite some more people because I would like my buddies to come too because I really enjoy playing golf with you guys too.
The whole patio.
The whole patio because like I think it would just be a wonderful thing for all of us.
I'm sure it would.
And you get to stay in a hotel.
Cheers, golf.
Cheers. You get to stay in a hotel. You get to go gamble because Blackjack got me the first night. I've never had so many 12s in a row. 12, 12, 12.
That's when you get up.
Yeah, at 12 every time. I was like, please just
and a
bust.
Dealer had a face card?
Face card or even a bus card, and it didn't matter. I couldn't hit.
Too many low cards.
Yeah, too many low cards. I had too many 12s. That's just the worst hand I feel.
A 12, you almost got to hit a 12 every time.
You almost do, because technically they say 2 is not a bus card.
Right, exactly.
That's what they say, but it feels like it.
Got to play the odds. Look, if you've been studying the news, there's some weird things going on in the Ivy League colleges, guys. I don't know if you've noticed it today. I've tried to stay away from all this negativity. Mr. Positivity is back around and stay away from negativity. But there's a lot of anti-Semitism. They are taking over the college campuses and these Ivy League schools with a lot of hatred for Jewish people.
We got to stop the hate, guys.
Robert Kraft just took all his money away from Columbia today.
You talking about the Patriots owner?
And he has a Jewish center named after him.
I also heard.
Which he took all funding that he was given to that school.
Well, that's because I heard they had some protest, and they were. Columbia, from my understanding, was concerned for the safety of Jewish kids at that school. And they said, do not come to class. And then they sent. They made all their classes virtual, is what I heard today.
Yeah, they did. And Yale, I think, is almost ready to do the same thing. Just crazy out there. I don't know why we allow academia to do the things they do.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to get political with this. I don't want to say who you should support and who you should not. But we're having things around the world that is not in the U.S. affecting the way we treat each other within the U.S. That's a problem.
That's a problem. That's profound.
That's profound. That's a problem.
That's profound. Mr. Positivity over here.
It's not right or wrong. It's just the fact that things that are going on over there, the people are upset over here. I'm assuming that majority of these people having these protests are U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I would say most are. Most are.
So, and stuff.
It's not just the students that's protesting. It's also the faculty.
So
faculty's doing it too, and regardless of your feelings about it, from a pure business standpoint, academia across the United States is a problem right now.
Yeah,
everyone blames them, or not really. They get scathed by for this high cost student loan debt. You really need to be blaming the colleges for that because they're giving degrees that are absolutely worthless. Why did they get a they want to charge someone $200,000 for a degree that they can't use. Why is that okay? Why is that okay?
It's not okay.
See, I'm about to get on my soapbox. Let's get back to something a little more fun. Gary.
Yeah. What's up?
What'd you drink this weekend? Did you have any good beverages?
I had a bunch of good beverages. I mean, what's a bad beverage? I can only name a few bad beverages.
Generic Fireball.
That's right, generic Fireball, which I am sorry, Fireball. I haven't had a sip of Fireball since then. Sorry, I do like the taste. It's just they hurt my feelers. They hurt my feelers.
Like Bud Light.
So there was no Fireball this weekend?
Oh, there's Fireball out there, but I did not partake.
Oh, how hard was that?
It was hard, but I just kept saying. So I had a really good drink in the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Proof.
Oh, you did?
I did, had that.
That's the gold one or the black one?
The gold one.
The gold one. Oh, those are so good.
I bottle killed that baby this weekend. He gone.
You get a video?
Huh?
You get a video?
I sent a picture to you guys of that barrel. Okay. You remember that?
Yes. It was on a styrofoam cup.
It was on
a
styrofoam cup.
I missed it.
It was on a styrofoam cup in my hotel room with a tea sticking out of it, like out of the cup.
Like Big T was waving.
Yeah. It was bottle killed. It was done. I also had a little bit of this. Now, this was the last night. I was like, I didn't
say you didn't share that with anybody because you brought quite a bit back.
I did. This was the last night I was there before I went back on the floor.
Tell everybody where that come from.
This is an Eagle Rare. It is a Corks Barrel Select that I got as a gift from Big T.
Yep, that's a 375. I've never even seen 375.
And it was delightful.
That's a single barrel?
Yeah. I
tasted somebody's.
Corks. I had one.
It's Corks.
Did you drink it?
Yeah. Huh.
You drank it all.
I've got two full ones still.
Well, I bought another one.
Oh, that's right. You did go back and
get another one. It was delicioso. I drank some of it, and I brought it back to finish it.
Last night, we were sitting over at the house. Mm-hmm. I told Terry, I said, let's try this blend.
Oh, gosh.
We end up killing the bottle.
You bottle killed when you're trying a bottle?
Gary, no, we like Blantons now.
David, it tastes so much better.
Is it one that you had open for a little bit and let it breathe?
Yep. That's probably why. We've got a bottle kill video coming out on that later this week because people seem to like our bottle kill videos.
Everybody out there, we're positive. We don't like killing, but except for bottles.
Yeah. I'm sipping a little Jack Daniel's 12 tonight. I've been wanting to get that out. Have you tried that yet, Gary?
I don't think I've had Jack 12.
I'll let you try it before you leave here tonight.
I've had Weller 12.
Yeah, we had that last time.
Yep.
Yeah, Marty and I have been blessed to try a lot of nice and new things in the last few weeks. Thanks to a lot of you guys. Locktar out there sending us a bottle. Well, he's hand-delivering us a bottle of Rebecca Creek with some other samples. Should have those Thursday. I'm really excited about that bottle.
Should we have like a 12-year blind taste test?
Yeah.
Yes, we need to.
Because we got the Weller 12. You got the Jack Daniel's 12.
Knob Creek 12.
Knob Creek 12.
There's another 12-year-old 1792.
I feel like I could probably nail out the Knob Creek 12 out of there too.
I believe I could pick them all. Actually, I have two batches of the Jack 12, two different batches. So yeah, we're gonna do that not before long.
Yeah,
working on all that stuff. But hey, let's jump into some fun stuff. Okay, so look, apparently everybody agreed that T could fight a crocodile and probably survive it, even though y'all kept trying to hate on me. But now look. I think we've done this one before. I was going to talk about the worst dressed superhero, but let's talk about superpowers again. Okay, what superpower? And then we're going to see how you'd be dressed. Tell us what. I want to hear about your superhero. What would be your superpower? And how would he look like?
Well, my favorite superpower, which is, you know, it's sort of like it reflects upon myself.
Oh, it'd be Mr. Positivity?
It is, but I have a dark...
I'm not sure that's a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, I have a dark thing, you know, about me. I like to be secluded a lot. Like, sometimes, if you guys notice, sometimes I like to sit in my... I'm okay with sitting
Captain
in the house
introvert.
By myself. Introvert. I'm very introverted. You guys know this.
So that's why when you come out of your shell...
When I come out of the shell, I bust out.
Pop out wide ass open.
And that's why I'll be Mr. Invisibility. So, you know, my costume, I'd be naked as shit, man.
And you'd be invisible.
I'd be invisible. I mean, that's just me. But I would like to also be visible when I'm around my friends. But
so, I think you already have this ability. Because you have the cloak of invisibility until you get to drinking. And then... Captain Poppins comes out,
yes,
and you become not invisible.
Yes, exactly. I've always been shy my whole life. I have.
I guess I've been around him when he's drunk all the time because I don't remember him being that shy.
I am. So when we get in groups of people, watch me. If I'm not drinking, watch me next time.
Because when you get that sip to hit your lips,
oh,
you're everybody's best friend.
Then I'm everybody's best friend because that's what I want to be. But I feel like everybody's judging me, you know? Are you judging me right now, Marty?
Marty, if you could have a superpower, would it be fighting ducks? Because you that duck.
No, last time it was flying, but I think this time it's going to be. I like to swim with the fish.
You'll be Aquaman.
So I could go there. Every time I went fishing, I wouldn't need a boat. Just pull up to the boat ramp, go down there and catch some fish.
You're gonna have scales.
Break back out. They were like, "That dude can fish right there."
But you wouldn't be dressed like Aquaman.
No, I want to dress like a fish.
So instead,
so I swim up on him and grab.
So he looks like a fish.
Yeah. I look like a fish too.
He's like a fish.
So I
fishing.
I guess that's two superpowers.
Captain Fisherman.
So you can catch the ducks by their feet now.
Oh, be the bass. He can eat the duck.
You could double up. That's what I'm saying. You can sneak up on the ducks now.
Frogs and everything.
You just grab them.
Yeah, I got my limit every time I went.
You just grab them by the legs. Yep. Pull them down. You know,
drown them.
Sort of like what Trump said, except by the legs, you know.
But that's I guess that's the only thing I can come up with.
Aquaman. No, Duckman. No,
call me whatever.
Duckman.
Call me Fishman if you want to.
Fishman.
Fishman? No, it can't be Aquaman.
No, that's already taken.
Fishman. You don't be a gar.
Limit man.
He's always getting his limits.
He could be the Bass Man.
You know, people say, damn it, man. They be saying, limit man.
No limit fish soldier.
The no limit fish soldier. What mine be? Man, see, y'all left flying out there. I'm going to have multiple superpowers. I won't be able to fly. I won't be Superman. Just be Superman. Nobody just says, I won't be Superman. He got everything.
What if you said one superpower. Superman. Superman. That's not a superpower. He's like 15,000 superpowers. What superpower? And the only thing he's weak to is a rock that's in an outer space somewhere.
No, I think your superpower ought to be
Superman's a cheat
fighting
code.
Crocodiles, because
that's true. Call me Crocodile Fighter. I want to be able to talk. I want to be the crocodile whisperer.
Still
that's
don't know if you got
I
that.
I want to be the whisperer of crocodiles.
He wants to be a swamp people. That's what he wants to be.
Turtle Man.
You're swamp people.
How did Turtle Man do it?
Oh, he used
la,
to
la,
do
la,
it.
La 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 la.
I don't remember, but he go. I forget. It was on.
What did he say?
He went. I think.
A live action.
Live action Turtle
Whatever
Man.
What happened to that dude?
I don't know. That was
did
more entertaining than
like,
everything
trying
else.
Trying to meet young girls or something?
I don't know. He just disappeared, man. He went like Swamp People. Don't they still have episodes and stuff?
Swamp People. Yeah, they're still Swamp People. He wasn't a Swamp People.
No, he was different. He was Turtle Man.
He was Turtle Man.
Yeah, but I feel like he was more entertaining.
Yeah, so I'd be Crocodile Man. Not Crocodile Hunter, Crocodile Dundee, but Crocodile Man. Yeah. I'll ride a crocodile.
Yeah, you don't want to be Crocodile Hunter.
Glad you know, them crocodiles get bigger.
Glad I could help.
They get big. That's right. And then, look, I'll have a school of crocodiles.
A school of crocodiles.
They go everywhere I go.
They just follow you around.
I could, like, have one on each foot that just I don't even got to walk no more. They'll just walk me wherever I want to go. Be like one of them Egyptian kings or something.
I can see right now you get to the mall and open the back door and a crocodile walk out.
Yeah, I know there's a dude with like a pet alligator he takes to the mall and stuff. Have you seen this dude?
No, I just made that up.
No, you didn't either.
But you don't want to be Crocodile Hunter.
He's got a name, Wally or something.
You got stabbed in the chest by a stingray. You don't want to do that. You know when that happened? Within the hour I found out that the stingray killed Steve Irwin,
yeah,
the Crocodile Hunter, I got a text from my buddy D-Rock.
Was that the?
He also got stung by a stingray once. He said, "See, they're dangerous.
It does happen."
Look, check out this video. This is Wally, the emotional support alligator, and this dude takes him everywhere like a dog.
Is he been detoothed?
No, he got tooths. Look, they let him walk up around the mall.
He must have been neutered. He ain't got the fight in him no more.
He looks happy as hell to me.
He's a neutered crocodile.
I'd be like, Michelle, let the alligator out.
And they got an iguana. That alligator don't eat the iguana.
For real.
That's dinner.
Now, that crocodile looked a little bit fatter than other crocodiles. So they fill him up to where he's about to puke. He ain't going to eat nothing.
Dang, he got all kind of stuff. But the alligator, they just let. That's wild, isn't it? Wow, the Wally the emotional. I can't believe you hadn't seen that. It's all over the place.
I thought I was come up with something.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Behind time.
No, behind on them. Gary, tell us about the West Memphis Christian baseball game you partook in. No wonder you're sore today.
I am so sore.
He left out on Thursday, played 18 holes of golf. No, 14 holes. Then on Friday, he played 18 holes of golf.
Saturday, he played 18.
Stayed out all night having a good time at casino.
Yep.
Then on Saturday, he played another 18 holes of golf. His lovely bride arrives at the casino.
Yep, she had a wonderful time as well.
They partook a little more, partaking.
Yep.
Came home yesterday just in time to partake in the first annual. West Memphis Christian School father-son baseball game. Like softball or baseball?
Baseball, son. The only thing that was not like a regular baseball game, we didn't have pitchers. And the reason why...
Pitching machine?
We had a pitching machine. And the reason why is because... The dads couldn't have a catcher. We could not find a catcher that could catch for us.
You could probably catch.
No, my knee, I could not. I'd have to sit on a bucket. There's no way I could catch. None.
That was going to be my first question. Who did y'all have pitching?
We did not have anybody catch.
What, did you just have somebody behind the plate?
we had a screen up, and then we had someone sitting behind the screen. So if a ball got put in play, then we could pull the catcher back out in front. But it was a wonderful time. A lot of people came out. I didn't play my normal position, which is first base, because I am still a little bit mobile, you know, and I'm not scared of a ball being hit at me. So I went to third. And you know what? I didn't get anything hit at me hard, but there's a lot of pop flies, like just out of foul play and stuff like that. I was running around like crazy. I only got like one of them, and my legs were killing me. I feel like I was running. Like
who was shortstop?
The coach, Mitch.
Mitch
still got some movement to him. Like, he's a catcher, though. But
Wait a minute. Mitch, does he have a son on the team?
No.
But he's a coach. Then why does he get to participate in father-son?
Because he's a coach. Coaches participate.
That's probably your ringer.
That was
our
ringer.
If y'all didn't have Mitch, that's cheating, Mark.
I need to help coach. So
I'm going to go out and lay this.
Hell, I don't.
Lay this out there for you. So the kids were the knights. The parents were called the grillers because we're really good at grilling. And
really?
Both games. So the JV teams played, and the JV's parents played the JV kids.
Who won that game?
The parents, the dads.
Oh, okay.
One, they had a walk-off in the Parker is what happened in the last inning. And then the varsity played. And then in that game, I almost had a triple. Like, I smoked one down the line in, like, the fourth inning. It was only five inning games. Smoked one down the line, hit it all the way to the fence. And they're like, you better have it in the Parker on this one. So I gave it my all, running the bases. I ran a second. I was like, I'm going to hit third. I'm going to get a triple out of this. So my son was playing second base, right? He caught the ball, cut off. And I turned and looked. I was like, oh, crap, he got the ball. He ain't going to get me. I kept going. And I got nailed. I got nailed at third. No, I hit the bag and fell over. And then and then I just laid there. And every one of the kids came up to me because I also help the team. I coach as well. So every one of the kids came to me. They're like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I just need another cheeseburger. I couldn't breathe. So I was just laying there. And I think a bunch of parents like, he's hurt. He's hurt. My wife was in the same seat. Like, he's not hurt. He's just tired.
Your son threw you out.
My son, he is from deep second. And then for the winning run, I believe, was Mr. Couples. But he was hit in by Mr. Dagan Davis's dad, Mr. Davis. He had the walk-off win for us. I would have been the winning run if I didn't get killed at third of the last
inning. So if I hit one to the fence, I probably made it to first. Maybe.
Oh.
If I didn't catch a cramp.
But I went 2 for 3 with 2 doubles, essentially. So
nice. Way to represent the patio. Game.
I represented. My wife's like, you didn't hit that well. I was like, dadgummit.
Do we need to remind her of the time she played in that softball game? And y'all had to get the family shoes? You had to go back home and get the family shoes?
I did. Oh, she's, you know, she just wants to remind me I'm getting old. Because I turned 40 in a couple of weeks, guys.
Big 4-0.
Big 4-0.
So you got a celebration planned?
No.
Oh, we ain't gonna have a party.
We can, but I ain't got this plan.
You gonna plan it yourself?
I ain't gonna plan it myself. We can just sort of sit around.
Introvert.
You know, I could go to Marty Mars Bar and Grill.
We can do that.
That'd be the funniest party ever. You know, that's what I like to do. But yeah.
Yeah, you hadn't been back though. I thought you might have been banned from Marty Mars Bar and Grill.
No.
You have not been back since
the infamous, leprechaun got me?
Since the Stumpy's barbecue shenanigans.
Yeah. I
guess you've just been busy since then.
I've been busy, you know. I have. But, you know, baseball's almost over.
Yep.
We're in the playoffs. Hopefully we do well.
Go Westminster Christian?
Yep. We're in the playoffs.
The Black Knights.
Black Knights. Maybe we'll take it.
How far should you go?
I feel like we definitely should win this first round. Now, that's a higher seed than us, but they have played one of the same teams that we've played.
Yeah.
And they beat that team barely, and we beat that team twice.
Oh, wow.
So.
Cool.
I think we could I think we can go deep with this team. Because from my understanding, our conference, our district, or whatever you want to call it, is one of the most competitive. Mm. So,
Gary, you're quite the connoisseur of bourbon. We're going to talk bourbon for a few minutes.
Oh, bourbon. I like bourbon.
What's your unicorn bottle that you're really wanting this year? We should have asked him. Marty and I have been a lot of bourbon hunting.
Yeah, you said you're done.
Oh, well. I know what mine is now.
I mean, it's a unicorn, but it's not super hard what to get, but it's expensive in some
place.
Oh,
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say Blanton's Gold.
After Marty and I bottle killed that Blanton's the other night, we started talking about gold and how we wanted to try your straight from the barrel.
Yeah, so I got the straight from the barrel.
Just saying. Marty, I know what your unicorn is right now, but you can share with the world.
Anything from Old Fitz.
If you had your preference, it'd be the 13.
The 13.
Like that just came out.
They just dropped it.
Like the casino?
Old Fitz 13. Bottling bomb.
See, I'm after Jamie got those samples of Mitchers the other day. The Mitchers single barrel 10-year rye or the single barrel rye. Man, I really like I want one of those. See, one of those two.
That's my problem. I'm not a rye guy. I just don't like rye. I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you, Marty and I sampled a single barrel, E.H. Taylor single barrel rye the other night, and it was too minty. It's the first one I've tasted that's like truly mint.
Yeah, that mint. That strong
mint. That strong mint. It really was. I was quite surprised by that, but it's really minty. But anyway, what else you guys want to talk about tonight?
I thought we were going to talk about the
1920.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about the worst dressed superhero.
You're right.
I had thought about that.
Sorry, Gary. He's had some time to think about it.
I had some time to think about it.
Gary, what? All right, look. Gary wants to talk about what if you had all these superheroes. It can be Avengers. It could be Marvel. It could be the comics. It could be any of them. We left it wide open. If you had to pick the worst dressed one, what would it be?
All right, here we go. All right, so mine's got more of an explanation. I was really disappointed, if I remember correctly. So y'all remember the Marvel X-Men cartoons? You remember back in that day? Right.
Wow,
you know the ones with Rogue where she is really busting, you know what I'm talking about? The Rogue is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Saturday morning cartoons, that one back in the 90s with the X-Men. So I was expecting when I went to go watch the X-Men, original X-Men came out with Halle Berry with Storm and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a Rogue and all that stuff. The very original X-Men movie. None of those guys were dressed up like they were in the cartoons. Like, they were just wearing a suit with X. Like, Wolverine was just wearing a suit with an X.
Yeah, but wasn't that because they were in training in that first movie?
No, they weren't training. They got
so you're
going
to say the X-Men from the first movie
with like
the worst dressed superhero.
With, his name's not Hugh Grant. Who's Wolverine? Not Hugh Grant. That plays Wolverine.
I bet Marty's never even watched any of those movies.
No,
you did.
I got an old school one, and I ain't got much to say about it, but I'm just saying.
But but none of them dressed up like they did in those cartoons. Like, Wolverine wasn't wearing a mask with the Wolverine stuff. He was yellow and...
Hugh Jackman.
That's what I'm talking about. Hugh Jackman. They had Halle Berry in that, and they had Rogue. Well, the Rogue that they had, she was not busting like the Rogue in the cartoon. Because if you go back and look at those Rogue...
She was hot.
Oh, baby. That was the hottest. Outside of Jessica Rabbit, she was the hardest cartoon ever.
Jessica Rabbit
from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
She was the hottest. And in the movie, she was not.
Marty, who you said you got once, old school. Who's the worst dressed hero?
The Riddler.
That's a villain.
It don't matter.
He's a super guy.
A super villain. He's a super villain. The Riddler. And you don't like it? Look, I bet you would wear that jumpsuit.
No, I ain't wearing no
Gary
jumpsuit.
Gary would. Gary Poppins. Now, Gary would not, but Gary Poppins, he would wear.
I'd wear anything.
I thought we was talking about all of them.
We'll talk about it. That's
the
fine.
Riddler. Well, what did you not like about the Riddler? So are you talking about like the original Riddler in like the comics? Or are you talking about the Riddler that was in
talking about Jim Carrey on like the Batman movies.
The West?
The question mark.
I mean, he had a lot of riddles. It confuses folks. It slows you down.
I guess I should have said the Penguin. He's a villain, too.
See, since you we were going to go villains, that's who I was going to say. Penguin. Actually, Penguin's sharp dressed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pimp.
Yeah, he for real.
He waddles.
He got a little cane.
People like the waddle? I don't know.
Let me think of another one.
You know, anybody with capes. What's the purpose of a daggum cape?
Oh, right.
You know, the Incredibles opened my eyes to this. You ever watch the movie Incredibles?
Yeah, actually.
That's when she was talking about designing uniforms.
What's the cape for?
Because the cape just gets caught and stuff.
The
it gets
cape,
killed.
The cape, though, just symbolizes superhero, right?
Why?
Now, Batman's cape, he had functionality. Because he had no real powers. He would use it like shield.
Yeah, he did. He had a power. But it's called richness.
But Superman's cape didn't serve any purpose.
No.
Aquaman doesn't have a cape, or does he? A little
no, he's cape. Got scales.
No, I ain't got one.
No. I mean, what cape served a purpose?
Batman's did a little bit.
I don't know. In the
he'd probably slow him down when he's flying.
Yeah, his would open up so he could glide every once in a while. But outside of that,
see, Batman served a purpose. But
Superman's didn't do crap, and he had every superpower in the world.
You know, what Avengers had capes? You had the magician guy, Doctor Strange.
He had a cape.
Yeah, I think so.
So he could see in the future better.
Yeah, but he could like go invisible.
He opened time.
Oh, was that Freddy Krueger? No, that would have been
Freddy Krueger.
Whoa, we on horror movies now.
He was a superhero in his own right. Or
best horror movie ever.
Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like best bad guy from a horror movie.
I didn't have there we go. The best one or the worst one?
Like not the movie in general, but what was the best bad guy from a horror movie? Like that guy was like, dude, he's solid.
Man, Silence of the Lambs is that dude.
Hannibal Lecter or yeah. Buffalo Bill?
No, Hannibal, well, both.
Buffalo Bill was messed
great
up.
Characters.
Buffalo Bill
in
was
horror
messed
movies.
Up.
I guess that's not truly a horror movie per se. Look, The Leprechaun is hard to beat.
You know, I finally realized a few years ago, not even a few years ago, I think this year, the same guy that played Willow was the Leprechaun.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
I didn't
but
know
the
that.
Leprechaun, but you know that dude's pretty cool. It all of them became parodies after their first or second one they came out with. They all became more like parodies.
Well,
so who do you think is the best horror movie villain?
Villain.
Oh, or the best horror movie. Look, The Exorcist is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life.
But that was a demon was actually was the
well,
villain.
Demon
you never
can't
saw
be the baddest dude.
But I mean, he is. But you never saw the demon, really.
I guess you're right. So, who is it for you? It's scary.
That's a tough one. With, what was this, Tim Curry? Was that Tim Curry that played It?
I don't know.
I think it was Tim Curry. He was also in Home Alone 2. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have one. I'm going to have to say it can't be It.
I had to get my phone out.
Don't get your phone out. It's from the heart. If you don't do that, I had somebody. Who was it?
Jason Voorhees.
It wasn't Jason Voorhees.
Michael Myers is more scary than Jason Voorhees. The alien from Aliens is pretty intimidating.
The heels right. Have eyes. Guy.
Ooh, damn.
That was scary to me.
Let me tell you the.
I don't know what to do.
The very first one that probably scared outside of Gremlins. Gremlins, they scared me as a kid. They did, but
I never was scared of a movie till I seen Exorcist, and I couldn't watch it all at one time.
It was.
I'm kidding you not.
Have you ever seen? And it's a B movie. It's a B movie. But at the time when I saw it, it scared the crap out of me. And I'm sure it was scared the crap out of Jamie because he's scared of clowns. You ever seen Clowns from Outer Space?
Yeah.
Those scared the fire out.
Sam, what was the show we found when we were going through the prime that night?
Killer
Clowns.
Evil
Bong. Remember that, Gary? We pulled it up. We were
Evil
Bong 1 through 10, and it was Evil Bong meets, what was it? It was it was somebody else. Evil Bong.
Evil Bong, yeah. Bong versus something else.
It's Evil Gingerbread Man. That's what it was.
Man.
It's the
I ain't
dumbest
never
thing
heard
ever.
Of that.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. It's actually on Prime. You can find it on Prime.
I mean, the deepest, probably the deepest horror movie guy was probably Freddy. He had a huge story and he could talk. He could talk about it. Because Freddy could talk. Jason Voorhees couldn't talk.
No, but Michael Myers
couldn't talk.
Michael Myers was
intimidating.
Yeah.
So who was yours, Marty?
Aliens couldn't talk. Predator didn't talk.
Dude from Heels Have Eyes.
Oh, man. There was like
I don't even know
dudes.
Who
that
is.
He was inbred.
The first one, yes.
They were inbred.
Actually, you're talking about inbred. That
was
Deliverance.
Scary.
The boy playing the banjo over in Deliverance is pretty damn scary now.
Mm. Yeah. Man. I mean, those horror movies, those type like Jason and Michael Myers and Michael Myers, that stuff didn't scare me. Mm-mm. But like Poltergeist, Exorcist.
The things that seem real.
Paranormal Activity, the first ones, they all scared me.
You know, the first one in their series, like the first Friday 13th, the first Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. Those were kind of scary.
They also had Johnny
But then they become campy.
But then they got...
They got campy.
Like the... You know, Johnny
Killer
Depp was in the first
from outer
one.
Space. You know who Killer, was in that movie?
The tomato ones?
Killer Tomatoes. Very first one.
I got that movie. But, okay, who was it?
Oh, goodness.
I thought you knew.
I got it. I see his face. He was on... he's a very famous actor. He was on the NBC show... Oh, this is terrible. I can't remember anything anymore.
Ah, geez.
Famous actors.
Getting old.
Not Tom Hanks. Not Will Smith.
Bill Paxton.
No.
You know, Bill, was it Bill Paxton that was killed by Terminator and Alien and Predator?
Well, he was on NBC on that hospital drama.
General Hospital?
No. The old one that used to be out.
ER.
ER. He was on ER.
Clooney.
Clooney. George Clooney's first acting was
now
in...
Now you made me another horror person that was scary.
That was it.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Selma Hayek. She was scary as hell in From Dusk Till Dawn.
She was
a stripper lady and turned to a vampire.
Oh, man. I remember watching that at the theater. That tells you how old I am.
That George Clooney
and
was
I
that
did
one.
Not see that coming.
Oh, man.
Because she was smoking. And she had that snake wrapped around her. And then she turned to the vampire. And it was the first time you knew that they was in trouble. And there were vampires all
Vampires everywhere, eating everything. Ooh, and then they had the band started playing like a person guitar that was made out of legs and arms and feet and whatnot. You still remember that?
Marty's never seen that.
Marty, jeez.
I'm not a movie guy, but...
Jeez, Marty. That was a good movie.
I like comedies. I didn't watch scary movies.
What comedy
because
do you like the most?
Too.
Like Stripes or National Lampoon's Vacation, stuff like that.
Stripes is fantastic.
I've never watched Stripes all the way through.
Oh, my God.
I didn't.
It's almost like two movies. You have the part where they go into the military. Then you have the part where they steal the Winnebago.
Whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, and they take two hot chicks from the other part of the military, and they went AWOL. And it's fantastic.
Mm.
It is. You need to go home and watch Stripes.
There's a lot of movies I would...
I love comedies.
I love comedies, too. Like,
Have you watched Fallout, Gary, the new show on Prime?
Yes, I've started it.
I'm on episode 3.
I'm about the same. I finished
It's really
two.
Good.
It's really good.
Really, really good.
I you know, it's a video game. Sam,
I didn't play those video games.
You played those video games, Fallout?
Fallout, no. No, yeah. It's more role-playing. I like more of the first-person shooters.
Shoot and stuff. I like Halo.
Mm. Yeah. All right, look, hey, we've been cracking it up last few weeks. It's a little more low-key.
Low-key.
Hopefully, we'll have more folks back in studio. This will drop on Tuesday morning or Monday night, depending on where you watch us at. But tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Marty, myself, and Father Fortenberry will be at the Mid-South Bourbon Brotherhood. We're going to do another barrel pick. This will be our third.
Oh,
Marty
damn.
And I will be at our third barrel pick.
Oh, damn.
Yep. So, Josh Gamble out there, Mid-South Bourbon Brotherhood, we'll see you.
Les, I hope you're there.
Tomorrow night, Les, save probably be there. Adam, maybe. Ernest, maybe. We need to text Ernest after we get off here tonight. We'll text him.
We need to see if he's there.
Yeah. But anyway, parting words, Gary.
Just remember, every single one of y'all out there has the potential to be to
the riverside. Positivity. Marty Marr.
Hey, lead me,
yes, it is. While my mother cries. But anyway, look, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit the subscribe button. We actually had our biggest view video ever. It was a little short, over 4,000. So thank y'all for doing it. Hit the subscribe button. We could use a few more subscribers. Somebody done saved this outlaw.